4KFW Mobile.
Good morning, Ken. WTJKT.
Yesterday. Hope you're doing well.
Did you take Vilo back into the animal hospital yesterday morning when they opened so he can continue with his treatments? But, yeah, we had him home for a weekend, and it wasn't great. He was not happy at all. Shut down, and it's just, I don't know, it's not looking that great for him right now. So hopefully he'll improve this week and start. He hasn't eaten in a few days, so that's a little concerning to the vet. And I don't know, he just might be shutting down.
Glad to hear that. Hope he gets better for you.
My bad, Eric. Y'all have a good day. It's C9V Mobile.
Comments, but yeah, I was going to take it one day at a time this week and see how it goes. You know, he opens right back up when you take him to the vet. You know, he likes it there, but you get him home and the trauma just starts to set in again, so it's going to be a little bit of time, but we're going to bring him home again this weekend and do things a little differently and see if there's any improvement. But, you know, right now they're just trying to get him to eat, so, you know, hopefully they'll be able to do that today or tomorrow.
Working 2 days this week.
In a row. I know. Unusual. Correct for the cluster I had yesterday.
So did you have?
Truck all pre-tripped and got it ready. I noticed it was empty on fuel, so I got the truck and drove halfway down to Anderson, stopped at the pilot there and topped off the fuel things, 300 something bucks worth, and got back on the interstate heading south, and they called it and says, hey, we need that truck back. So I had to take the truck all the way back to the office, swap the trailers, swap the trucks, get all the way back down to Anderson and put my two pallets, and go over to DecoStar and get no pallets, and then go over to my other place and pick up two pallets, and yeah, it's just a day.
An hour.
0.25 hours. Oh yeah, and on top of that, they asked me if I'd, once I got back to the office, I didn't have the trailer, but I'm buying going over to one of the docks and moving a trailer, so, you know, our warehouse is not at the office, so we have to unhook the trailer there at their office, go over to the warehouse, and the guy calls up and says, where are you going? I'm going to go move this trailer. He says, I think they canceled on that one. You know, I can't read my text messages while I'm driving a tractor trailer. They frown upon that. Talking about NC9B. I'm now debating where to get diesel fuel this morning. I'm getting a little low.
By me.
Been on a gallon now.
Just over $3 when I was at work last week.
$3.09 a gallon up at Ingalls. Airport Road up there in well, I guess it's Arden. I hope to go back there, but never got back up that way. To the office today, this week, Garrett.
Wednesday, Thursday, I've got a management training today, active shooter training, and then I've got some other meetings tomorrow and Thursday, and then I'll probably work from home again on Friday so I can pick Vilo up from the vet.
The state of our society, you have to have active shooter training in the private sector now. Had it many times while I was working, but, yeah, I don't know.
Carried, you wouldn't have active shooter.
Active shooter, you'd have active shooters.
The state of society today, I don't know if I'd want everybody to be carrying.
Short fuses.
We just let the criminals carry.
Created an entire generation of people with no impulse control. So, yeah, I don't want those people carrying.
4HK. Good morning, gentlemen.
Yeah, I agree with y'all. Yeah, I don't know. Just the crazy people.
World today, you know, back when there was the population density was like one person per 100 acres, you know, it was a little different than when you have millions of people crammed into a small space. Millions of people crammed into a small space get really ornery and fidgety. So it's a very different world.
Well, concept, if y'all are willing to listen. Other than that, Let's just punish them. And they give them harsh punishments for the crime they commit. Isn't that novel? It's a novel idea.
Send them to the day spa.
And drag it out over decades. Let's do it kind of quick.
You can trust our justice system to do that nowadays either. Profit, not by rehab, so or even by, you know, incarceration. So it's just money to them. We're getting a brand new jail in Shelby, and you know, they're building it because they're getting millions and millions of dollars to house prisoners from other counties.
Which boils down to the money. And do we have a justice system anymore? I'm not sure.
Just against the good people.
Snyder, gotta pull off somewhere and let this nice individual go.
Right, you'll probably go around to KN4 TFW.
Their building in Shelby is the tallest building in the city, and you can see it from all around because it's so tall. And right now it's purple because they haven't put the facade on the outside of it yet. And there's some kind of insulation that they're using that's purple. So it's this big monstrosity, big purple monstrosity shooting up in the air in the middle of Shelby. It's going to be the new jail and justice center for the county. And, you know, Shelby's already got its city jail, and now Cleveland County Jail will be right next to it in Shelby. So, you know, lots of controversy over it, but I guess it is what it is. Oh, and they doubled our property taxes to pay for it.
Salt here, I'm a tailgater. I think you got the point.
I did.
I just met him later.
What happened to, they were getting paid millions of dollars to, house other criminals, but yet they're going to take your tax money, your hard-earned money to do it.
Money yet, so they got to have the money from somewhere first, and it was a good opportunity for them to raise more money for the county, because governments are just big businesses now, and they have profit motive. You know, it's not like just providing services. You know, they got to make a bunch of money.
Incarceration has changed over the years. They used to actually make a cleanup after themselves and fix things and raise their own grub, you know, grow vegetables and stuff like that. Legally, you can't do that anymore.
Back in the day when incarceration used to be about trying to rehabilitate people to get back into society, but, you know, letting prisoners out is not profitable, so they want to keep them in. So they create an environment where, you know, there's nothing to do, they can't do anything productive, and they just end up fighting and breaking the rules and getting more time.
Well, I hate to differ with you, but the jails I've been in, and I've been in a bunch of jails, it's not about rehabilitating, and it's not really about them fighting or anything, it's just like temporary holding.
Hold this guy for a couple of days, and that's money too, you know. There's money to be made almost everywhere in the incarceration system. He spent about a year in county lockup up in Virginia, and man, you know, the bills, you know, when he finally got out, he had to pay his bill before they let him out, you know, because they racked up bills for like the phone calls, the commissary, whatever else. And, you know, they charge like $10 a minute to use a phone. They charge money just to put money into your account. So, like, if we had to call and, you know, put money into his account that he could spend, they took like 30% of it right off the top. So, definitely a money-making machine.
The money they made didn't pay for
it. I have to see the audit on some of these prisons.
Here, if that's the worst part of the job is run the prison, the jail, excuse me, the county jail. That's none of the sheriffs want anything to do with that. That's why some of the places go to county police and get the law enforcement side away from the housing the inmates.
They have a Department of Corrections that has separate law enforcement people to run the prisons?
Corrections, that's all they do is corrections. The Sheriff's Department, they have people that run the jails. They have jail deputies, but those jail deputies, in order to transport the prisoners, they have to be deputized and carry a sidearm. So, they're dual-powered, I guess.
Yeah, job that very few of them want.
Sheriffs hire jailers, and they promote the jailers. Once they figure out how they're going to operate and everything, they weed them out in the jail before they put them on the street. Yeah, nothing like walking down a cell block in the old style jails. We know that the individual little bar jails, and walking down the cell block in an environment where everybody only knows you by your last name, and somebody call your first name. Yeah, it's like, hey, that's somebody you know. Yeah, the guy I went to school with.
Job here just about 2 months ago.
If that's what you want to do, there's some people in there have nothing to lose. So throwing stuff on you is not something that's going to affect them at all. Might affect you, but not going to affect them. You're not going to increase their time. They're there for the long haul anyway.
I didn't take it. I looked at it, and I didn't take it.
It used to be there. I mean, you get the benefits, retirement, and insurance, 401k, that kind of stuff.
To pause and look at it.
They'll teach you what you need to know. The thing is you got to remember that when you go in there. Remember what you were taught.
It's a bad job if they just kept them all in their little cages until their time was done.
This new concept called pods. You know, you put the inmates in, there are separate little pods, and in the pods you insert two deputies. Who wants to be in the pod with the inmate? I don't know.
Or you'd have to call a locksmith every time somebody's time was up, because that thing hadn't been opened in 30 years.
Full heavy jail keys now. They had a key, that key must weigh 5 pounds apiece. Maybe not that much. But man, you had three or four up on there. You had some weight. Here we got a key ring, had five of them things on it. It was hefty. Well, y'all have a great day. I'm getting close to being at work here. Y'all take care, stay warm. 73, good to hear y'all in there. NC9B.
Out there, KO4HK.
73, Leon, be safe. KM4KFW.
73, Leon, have a great day. WTJKG. 5 at 290 for diesel as a pilot.
Is that here?
$3.85, 385.
Okay, that's about what it is up here in places. It's, 350 to 385 up here, but down there, last time I was down that way, is 320, 330.
My office today, but it's usually super cheap at exit 27.
There's that big a swing in diesel prices.
Premium diesel fuel.
To discourage retail purchases to try to, save bandwidth for their contracted haulers and stuff, because most trucking companies don't pay the face price for diesel. They have contracted rates, so if a company is trying to service their contracted customers better, they might discourage retail drive ups to try to make more room for their contracted haulers. And 290 is a very busy interchange, so I can kind of see that happening.
Not that way.